Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Feels good to just clear the air sometimes, does it not? It's There, I Said It, 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy. A lot of our friends are weighing in this morning, just knocking at the door. What's up, everyone?
What's going on? How is everybody? Jessica's here. She said, most people are generally sad. There, I said it. Okay. Really uplifting this morning.
Yeah, we love it. Oh, look who's here. Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. My wife needs to stop spending money on lip fillers. She's starting to scare our kids. There, I said it.
Oh, the lip fillers.
Big Ed. You know, I was wondering why CVS was having a shortage on chapstick. Alex is here. What's up, Alex? Does anyone know if the Bills finally made the right decision in cutting DeMar Hamlin? For God's sake, get rid of the guy already. There, I said it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. You know, as insensitive as this hot take comes off, does anyone agree with Alex?
A lot of people do.
I mean, he did only play twice last season.
Yeah.
I hate saying it because he's our mascot.
And then Jordan Poyer's no longer with us.
No, I know.
Sad.
I didn't know you knew who that was.
Well, I know his wife, Rachel Bush. How could we forget? How can you not see her on Instagram? You know what I mean?
She's everywhere.
She really is.
Here's mine for today. I never understood the hype when it came to Game of Thrones. I watched one episode and I was like, I don't get it. I think I'm good. I never watched it again. I think Game of Thrones would have made a much better musical than a TV show. There, I said it.
Yeah.
I think they would have crushed it.
What?
And not
is
to mention,
the
I heard everybody was pissed off
about what?
At the very ending and how Game of Thrones ended.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
After all those years, I thought you watched it.
I never watched Game of Thrones. I'm not like a mystical girly.
You don't like Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, I love Harry Potter.
Ew.
Really?
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings,
Twilight,
Game of Thrones. I dabble in Twilight.
It's kind of similar.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's not like mythical.
Twilight is...
It's vampires.
That's mythical.
It's different. No, it's not like fairies and like cloaks. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
People are pissed I didn't like Game of Thrones. Listen, I gave it a shot.
Did you? Like, did you watch it a lot?
It only takes... I said, I watched the first episode.
Well.
Okay. You really gotta woo me.
I know. I'm the same way about like a doc. Like if the doc doesn't pull me in the first 5 minutes, I'm out. Actually, I'm like that with people. If I'm bored in the first 5 minutes, I'm out. It's a bad habit, but I gotta get over it. This person says people who automatically jump to it's a conspiracy theory whenever a new event happens. It's so annoying. There, I said it.
Oh, I totally
the conspiracy
get
theorists are crazy.
Look who's here.
Stop.
Who is it, Breeze?
Gwendolyn.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's your friend from the Home Depot in Greece. I have a date night tonight. Oh, And I would love, I would love if Breezy can come over and help me pick out an outfit. He wants to take me to some bar called the Old Apartment.
No.
Gwen, do you know what that is?
It's not the Old Apartment. It's my apartment.
My apartment in Greece.
Yeah.
That's across from, like, that's Ridge Road.
I
do you know what that is, Gwen?
I know it.
Well, the last one caught fire. They had to rebuild.
So it's the new apartment.
That's the new apartment. I've never heard of it, but I'm nervous. I met him at work, and I'm sure dating customers is prohibited, but life is worth taking risks sometimes. You're so right, Gwen. You're a bad girl. Breezy, can I leave you my number? Anyways, happy Friday Eve, and I hope you two have a magical evening.
Not me going over and doing Gwen's full glam.
I'm sure my date will... Oh, she goes, have a magical evening. I'm sure my date will, if he plays his cards right. There, I said it.
Could you imagine me going to a listener's house and doing their makeup?
You should.
Actually, I would do it. I would honestly do it.
She left her number. Do you want it?
Text it to me.
Yeah, I think it would be great content. Go over to Gwen.
I'll be calling her after the show.
Gwen, don't wear your orange Home Depot apron. Okay, wear something nice.
I have a lot to do today, so if it's within my time frame, I can do it. But okay. If not, I'm not going. Allison's here. She said, parents who don't care about car seat safety are not good parents. There, I said it.
Okay. I agree.
Alrighty.
Steve's here. Help me understand. Is a woman less attracted to a guy who is super short or a tall guy who is in his early 30s and completely bald? I just can't seem to win. Oh, well, that depends, Steve. Which one are you? Text us back. Let us know which one you are. Sup, Amy? Well, I guess the pullout method doesn't work after all. There, I said it. Damn! I'm sorry to hear that, Amy. But yes, it is all in the timing. Who else is here? These people are totally unhinged today. We got to start doing There, I said it in the 9 o'clock hour, Breeze.
I know. They're wild.
Big Ed goes, no, I was very serious about my wife. She needs to stop using lip fillers. Yeah, no, I know. We heard you the first time. We totally get that. Do you use lip filler?
Mm-mm.
Never once?
No, I've never.
What's the thing you did with your lip one time?
I got a lip flip, so it's just like Botox in my upper lip. But I don't do that anymore.
How is that different?
Because lip filler like fills it. This just kind of like moves it. It doesn't like put anything in it.
I
don't do it anymore. It hurt. Remember I was trying to blow up balloons for your birthday and I literally couldn't. My lips were like...
That's right. That was my birthday?
Yeah. I could not blow up a balloon. I couldn't drink out of a straw. It was like a whole thing. I don't do it. Because
I know.
It's like,
watching some of these women on social with the lip fillers and they're purposely showing off their mouth while they eat something. It's so cringe.
And also, like, I don't know. I think it's gotten to the, like, I'm not here to yuck someone's yum, so like, you do you. But I think it's just gotten to the point where like everybody has it. So like, I feel like people who don't have it like actually look more unique than the people that do have it.
That's an interesting take.
And I don't know. I also feel like, and I guess this can be my there, I said it. Every single person that has gotten it has like, I've always been insecure about my lips. Like, I've never once heard you say that. You've never once expressed that. Now that lip filler is popular, you're insecure. Don't say I've always been insecure, like, or are you just insecure now because it's a prevalent trend?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been insecure about my stomach, but you don't see me drawing a six pack on me with Sharpie.
You talk about it often, so.
Up, Steve's here. Moose, I am 5'5", but I have a decent head of hair. Oof, yeah, I don't know about that one, Steve. Let me see if I can help. Hey, are there any ladies looking to date an aunt?
Oh my God. You think you're so funny.
I am crushing it today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.